I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley says he is not responding to the state auditor's order to testify before him. Bentley issued the statement today, a day after State Auditor Jim Ziegler ordered Bentley to appear before him to answer questions about the use of state funds and his relationship with a former staffer. Bentley says the appropriate legal process was through the Alabama Ethics Commission, where Ziegler has already filed a complaint. The governor said he is cooperating fully with the commission. Bentley last month admitted to making inappropriate remarks to a former staffer, but denied accusations of an affair. Birmingham City Hall and surrounding city buildings plan to illuminate in purple light as a tribute to Prince. APR student reporter Giancarlo Mazza has more.
The lighting will begin Friday night and will remain purple for the rest of April. The 57-year-old musician died Thursday at his home outside Minneapolis, and an autopsy is planned for Friday in Minnesota. Several buildings and bridges across the country are being bathed in purple light, including the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans and the Interstate 35 West Bridge in the Twin Cities. In Birmingham, Mayor William Bell said the lighting of city buildings is our small way to pay tribute and say thank you for touching lives. For APR News, I'm Giancarlo Mazza in Tuscaloosa.
The Mobile Yacht Club is implementing new safety policies for this year's Dolphin Island Regatta after six sailors were killed in a storm last year. The organizers are working closely with the Coast Guard. This collaboration has led to a variety of new regulations on the race. All vessels participating in the race are required to report the names and contact information for all their new crew members. Joshua Murray is the rear commodore at Mobile Yacht Club and this year's Dolphin Island race chairman. He says there are also new requirements regarding personal flotation devices.
At the start of the race, everyone is required to have their life jackets on for the start and for the following 5 minutes. What that does is that enables everyone to make sure that they know where their life jackets are at and that they are properly secured and that they fit properly.
The race will begin tomorrow and feature two competitive races. Mostly clear skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 60s. And partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the mid-50s. 73 degrees in Jasper and Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, 75 in Huntsville, 77 in Selma, Montgomery, and Mobile, and 81 in Florence. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.